we have kind of systematic destruction of World Heritage sites and indeed World Heritage cities by terrorist groups. And I wondered, in a way, it now seems as if they are being, World Heritage sites are actually being a target. And I don't know what your reflections are on the question of designation and whether this is still a good idea or how to try and turn that particular tendency around.
It's very complex, but let's say what designation, I think, is a very good idea. I mean, probably one of the best ideas that, you know, the world of conservation had in the past century, you know, to create these, you know, iconic areas, which are in per se are not only testify of the importance of heritage and culture for modern society, but also, you know, it's also a way to, you know, strengthen their conservation. It's true that we have a lot of distraction, but in reality, if we think about the 1,076 sites, I think that more sites benefit from their being in the list than the ones that are destroyed. Also, you know, except for a few cases, I mean, the destruction is not deliberately done because they are World Heritage Sites. It's just they happen to be in the middle. In the case of the most severe cases that we have today, which are Aleppo, Mosul, you know, and Raqqa, and I mean, these are cities that were occupied by terrorist forces for a long time, and where battles took place to get rid of them, you know, in ways that perhaps were even excessive. You know, I've seen, like you, I've seen the images of what's left of Mosul after the occupation of by Daesh for lasted over 2 years, but especially what happened after the last battle that you know, kicked them out, a city totally leveled, looked like the Warsaw in 1945, and I wonder how we will be able to recover that situation. One thing I like to mention in this respect, because I think it's an important policy development, we are doing, and we will finish in a month, a joint paper with the World Bank. It's a UNESCO World Bank paper on the reconstruction, on recovery and reconstruction of cities. There are many institutions that deal with that, you know, and so we don't want to be isolated. There's been a shift, you know, from a classical approach, you know, to reconstruction to something new, which in fact puts reconstruction within a recovery process that deals with society and everything the society, all the societal needs, you know, for a regeneration of their life after a major shock like a destruction due to conflict, or even in the case of our paper, also in the case of a natural disaster. So I hope that by second half of this year we will have this paper, which I think it's a novelty, you know, a joint paper, UNESCO World Bank has never been done. So this, I think, in a way will be for us a point of arrival and, of course, a point of departure of a big internal discussion on this.